With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump speaks at the National Rifle Association convention in Dallas. Mr. Trump pledged to continue to defend the Second Amendment and has called himself the best friend gun owners have ever had in the White House. He also said it's time to restore American prosperity.
It's time for a president who will replace weakness with strength, turn poverty to prosperity, and vanquish Joe Biden's corrupt tyranny with a great restoration of American freedom. We have to do that.
President Trump says that Biden immigration and foreign policies have weakened the United States.
Rapacious gangs and ruthless criminals are terrorizing our streets, and crooked Joe Biden's weakness has us teetering on the edge of World War III.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden wants to keep the audio of his special counsel interview private.
Earlier this year, Special Counsel Robert Hur said no criminal charges against Joe Biden were warranted in the classified documents case. But in his written report, he characterized the president as an elderly man with a poor memory. Now the White House wants to keep audio of that interview from getting in the hands of Congress. By exerting executive privilege, the president is blocking release of the audio, suggesting that portions of the interview could portray him in a negative light during an election year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Climbers on the George Washington Bridge Saturday caused massive traffic delays for drivers in New Jersey trying to cross into Manhattan. Reports say as many as three people scaled the span, with police calling for airbags as they tried to get them down. It wasn't immediately known if the incident involved some sort of protest, but the police activity resulted in at least a 90-minute backup on the New Jersey side of the bridge. This is SRN News. A warning is issued, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
They are concerned about Disney's plan to unveil a new streaming bundle that will include HBO Max, best known for its production of explicit content. The Parents Television and Media Council says the partnership is, quote, akin to putting the Playboy Mansion inside the gates of Disneyland, and will give children access to some of the most sexually explicit, graphically violent, and profane content available on streaming platforms today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Democrat group is rolling out a new $140 million pro-abortion ad campaign that aims to chip away at former President Trump's support among rural voters. The ads from American Bridge 21st Century begun airing in the northern battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Supporters of Biden are worried about his low approval ratings and slippage with key voting groups like women and minorities. This is SRN News. U.S. airlines are trying to kill a new rule.
That rule would require them to disclose fees more quickly when consumers shop for flights. The airlines asked a federal appeals court to block the rule, which the Transportation Department issued last month. The rule requires better disclosure of fees on baggage and changing or canceling a reservation. The airlines say the new rule will confuse consumers by giving them too much information during the ticket buying process. The Transportation Department says it will defend the rule to crack down on what it calls hidden junk fees. John Scott reporting.
The largest music publisher in the world is demanding tech companies steer clear of using its artists' music to develop AI. Sony Music sent a letter to over 700 firms, including Google, Microsoft, and OpenAI, warning them not to use Sony songs without permission in order to train, develop, or make money from AI. Sony claims it is reason to believe they're already doing it. More details at SRNnews.com.